All right, dropping the puck on another deep dive. Today we're strapping on our skates and heading north, eh? Canada, land of hockey, maple syrup, and snus regulations.
Oh yeah, you know those Canadian hockey players gotta have their snus.
You brought your research A-game on this one. It's a website, right? All about buying snus and all the ins and outs.
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
Perfect. So for our listeners who might not be familiar, think of this deep dive as a penalty box breakdown of all the rules around snus in Canada.
And we're going to clear up some of the icing, the confusion around it all.
Love the hockey metaphors. All right, so snus. Swedish roots, right? Like way back.
Yeah, 1600s. Can you imagine? I bet those early Swedish players brought it over with them when they first hit the Canadian ice.
See, that's what I love about this, the history. But it's not just a hockey thing anymore, is it?
No, not at all. It's getting more popular, that's for sure. Especially, I think, with younger folks these days. Urban areas, higher income brackets, that kind of crowd. They're really into the whole smoke-free thing and the discreetness of snus. Plus, you know, there are just so many different kinds now.
Right. You've got your original portions, white portions, even looseness. Something for everybody.
Exactly.
So we've got history, growing popularity, tons of choices. But is it even legal in Canada? That's the big question.
It is legal.
Yeah.
To buy and use. But like any good hockey game, there are penalties you got to watch out for.
Okay, penalties. I like where this is going. So hit me with those regulatory tripwires. What are we looking at here?
Well, first off, you can't just get any flavor you want. Menthol and clove. Banned. And then there's the import taxes.
Oof. Yeah, those can add up. It's like trying to import a European hockey stick, I bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Drives the price up. And, you know, speaking of things not being available,
yeah.
The source mentions Snuzline, an online snus retailer, had to, like, pull their Siberia products from Canada.
Siberia? Why'd that happen?
Well, it seems like those Siberia snus products were packing a serious nicotine punch. Too much for Canadian customs.
Oh, so they were getting flagged at the border?
Yep. Shipments were getting delayed. Some even turned away. So Snusline just decided, you know, it's easier to bench those products altogether, at least for their Canadian customers.
That's a bummer for some folks, I bet. But it shows how these rules have a real impact. Now, I saw the source talking about nicotine pouches, too. Are those the same thing as snus?
That's where the rule book gets a little tricky, eh? Snus is allowed. But the nicotine pouches, those are a different story. You can't even buy those in convenience stores anymore. They're trying to restrict sales, make them only available in pharmacies.
Hold on. So snus is okay, but nicotine pouches are getting the red card. What's the difference exactly?
Ingredients. Both give you nicotine, but traditional snus is made with tobacco, whereas the pouches use synthetic nicotine. It's like the government saying, natural good, synthetic, eh? Not so much.
So it's kind of like a natural versus artificial sweetener situation.
Gotcha. But it does seem a bit contradictory, doesn't it? I mean, the goal is to keep young people away from nicotine. I get that. But some people who quit smoking cigarettes say these pouches helped them, and now it's harder to find them. It's a tough call. Good arguments on both sides. And to make things even weirder, you know those Beat My nicotine pouches? Some of those actually got the green light back in July. Officially authorized. But customs is still giving them a hard time, apparently.
Wait, so they're approved, but they're getting stopped anyway. Sounds like the rules are still getting sorted out on the ice, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. It's a constantly shifting landscape.
Makes you wonder how people even buy snus these days with all these hurdles. Is online the way to go?
Definitely seems that way. Online, you just have more options, you know? Like we were talking about general snus earlier. Physical stores might just have a couple kinds, but online retailers can offer the full Swedish match lineup.
So, online's like the all-star team of snus, but what about quality? How do you know you're getting the good stuff when you buy it online?
That's a good point. See, a lot of shops, they don't store the snus properly, and that can really mess with the quality, you know. But Snusline, they make a big deal about their temperature-controlled storage. Keeps it fresh and potent.
All right, so they're taking care of their product. That's good to hear. But with these Canadian rules, it must be a headache to figure out what you can actually buy. How does Snusline handle that?
Well, they've got this special section on their website just for Canadian customers, like a pre-approved lineup, basically. They took out all the stuff that wouldn't pass the regulations, like the nicotine pouches, anything too strong, and of course the clove and mint flavors.
That's got to be a lifesaver for Canadians who don't want to end up with a package stuck in customs purgatory. But speaking of customs, I saw they had to hit pause on shipping to Canada for a bit because of those issues. Are they back in the game now?
They are, but they're playing it a little safer now. They reopened shipping, but with a smaller list of products. Kind of like they had to adjust their game plan. to keep the regulatory referees happy.
It's like they're calling an audible at the line of scrimmage. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And speaking of adapting, I saw that General Mint and General Wintergreen are going extinct, at least outside the U.S., as of June 2024. What's Nussline doing about that for their Canadian fans?
They actually wrote a whole blog post about it, recommending alternative flavors, you know, helping people find new favorites. It's pretty cool. It shows they're not just about selling stuff, but actually being part of the community.
That's awesome. I love when companies go the extra mile like that. So it sounds like Snusline's really trying to help people out with all these changes. Good for them. But, you know, stepping back for a sec, why are all these rules even here in the first place? What's the big deal with snus in Canada?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we're not talking about something dangerous, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the rationale behind all this?
Well, you got to think about public health. The Canadian government, like a lot of countries, they're trying to figure out how to handle all these products with nicotine in them.
It's a tricky situation, for sure. You've got the whole smoking thing, which is obviously bad for you. But then there's this idea of harm reduction, right? Like, maybe snus is a better option for some people.
Yeah, you're getting at the core of the debate here. It's about finding that balance, protecting people, but also acknowledging that, hey, some adults are going to choose to use these products, and maybe there are ways to make it safer for them.
So it's like they're trying to thread the needle with these regulations, discourage smoking, especially for young people, but also kind of recognize that snus might be a lesser evil, so to speak.
Exactly. And those rules around nicotine pouches, like limiting where you can buy them, that's part of that whole youth access thing. They're walking a tightrope, trying to protect everyone, but not make it impossible for adults to make their own choices.
It's a conversation that's happening everywhere, not just Canada. And as we learn more about the long-term effects of all these products, the rules are probably going to keep changing, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is just the beginning. New research, new products, new attitudes. It's a constantly moving target.
So for our listeners out there, the big takeaway is...
stay informed. The rules are always changing, so you got to do your homework. Sites like Snusline, they can really help you navigate this stuff.
And don't be afraid to, you know, ask questions, do your own research, figure out what works best for you. But hey, before we wrap this up, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Hit me with it.
Okay, so we've talked about the rules, the products, a whole nine yards, but what about the future? How do you think snus is going to be viewed in Canada, say, 5 years from now? Will it be more accepted or even more restricted?
Whoa, that's a tough one. It's hard to say, you know?
Yeah, I know, crystal ball stuff. But it's interesting to think about, right?
Absolutely. This whole snus thing, it's definitely got a future. What that future looks like, though?
That's the million-dollar question.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of another deep dive. It's been awesome exploring the world of Canadian snus with you.
Yeah, this was a good one.
And for everyone listening, stay curious, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive. All right, final period of our snus deep dive here. We've really been all over the ice with this one. Swedish history, Canadian hockey, flavor bans, you name it, we've covered it.
And don't forget those online snus shops, figuring out how to play the game with all these rules changing all the time.
Yeah, Snusline especially. They seem to be really on top of things, helping people out. But, you know, we left everyone with a bit of a cliffhanger there. What's the future hold for snus in Canada?
$1 million question, right?
Tough to predict.
It is. But it makes you think, you know, all these public health concerns, and you got people saying snus is a harm reduction thing. It's a complicated situation.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, we've seen how Canada is trying to find that balance, but who knows what the next 5-10 years will bring.
Exactly. And that's why we always say, stay informed, folks. Keep learning about this stuff.
For sure. And, you know, that website we were talking about, Snusline, they've got tons of info on there.
Yeah. If you're curious about snus in Canada, that's definitely the place to go. Product descriptions, blog posts, they even have that special section just for Canadians, so you know what you're allowed to buy.
Oh, their blog is great. Like, yeah. They even had that post about finding alternatives to those general flavors that are getting discontinued. Really helpful stuff.
So, yeah, definitely check them out if you want to learn more. Well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive. It's been a blast, eh?
Absolutely. Learned a lot myself.
Always do. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.